Thank you, Mr. Chair, for giving me the floor and allow me to start by complimenting your delegation on this section. In broad terms, we're very happy with how the section is drawn up. However, we do like to make some specific comments on two paragraphs. Turning to section 4.2, which sets a commitment to collect and share data on the direct and indirect or reverberating effects on civilians of military operations involving the use of explosive weapons. As some other delegations have raised, my delegation has some practical concerns to the extent such an undertaking is feasible, given that access to certain areas that have been attacked may not be possible in many cases, making the collection of data for us an impossible feat. Taking into account these operational circumstances is important, I think, in this political declaration to have a real effect. And allow me also to note here that many of the active military states participating actively in this negotiation have raised this issue. Therefore, we suggest the start of paragraph 4.2 should read as follows. Where feasible and appropriate, collect, share, and make publicly available disaggregated data, etc. Also on this paragraph, allow me to lend support to the proposal made by France and supported by the United Kingdom to change the term military operations with the term armed conflict. Turning to section 4.6, we share the view that the topic of the use of explosive weapons in populated areas is an ongoing discussion, also after this process here has been concluded with the adoption of a political declaration. Therefore, we recognize the importance of practical implementation of the political declaration and the contribution that the sharing of policies and good practices can make to that. At the same time, we have sympathy for those delegations who have raised questions on the establishment of a new forum for a follow-up process, its format, funding, and mandate. In our view, the exchange of policies and good practice on a voluntary basis by interested states should be the starting point. And in this context, we would like to note that many of the military active states here in this room already do this. Thank you, Mr. Chair.